Well, good afternoon, South Florida and the world. This is your host, Candy G, and this is Nothing But Good News Radio. And for those of you that are here listening for the first time, I am a leader in corporate and personal development. I'm a speaker, talk show host, television personality, coach, author, magazine publisher, and founder of Nothing But Good News Media. Whoa, it sounds like I have a busy day. I am also the originator of the Vision Program, where I teach and specialize in developing sustainable long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. What a lot of you may know or may not know is that through what it is that I teach, I will tell you, I actually went from a place of being down to my last jar of peanut butter to most places I go, I travel by private jets. Hence, my story's been called From Peanut Butter to Private Jets. And I am dedicated to bringing you information that will make a real difference in your life, because I know that there's certain information that you can get that will change everything. Yes, 18 years ago, I was a broke, homeless, single mother, and today I'm doing some pretty great things, my team and I, to make a difference in the world. And so this radio show, what this is about is, in this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and purpose for Nothing But Good News New World Media. The principles that you will hear are based on you living your remarkable life, which is the basis for our magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and all the work that gets delivered. I am personally dedicated to bringing high-quality information to you, the public, through all of the programming to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. I'm also very excited to tell you that I'm a cast member of the upcoming movie, The Journey, starring Brian Tracy, Bob Proctor, Nick Halleck, Dr. Joe Rubino, Dawn and Melinda Boyer, and the cast members go on. I'm so excited. As a matter of fact, a week from today, there will be a bona fide red carpet event. It's amazing. Life is amazing when you can get the right information and can begin to utilize this right information to create the life that you are meant to live. And so, as like I said, I'm so dedicated to bringing folks to you that will make a difference to you in your life. And I have to tell you, I don't know if you can tell, but I'm off the hook excited about my guest today and what my guest is going to bring to you. Okay, so before I tell you who my guest is today, I want to read to you today's G-note. What is a G-note? It is a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop in your email box every single day. Just a little thought, something to think about, something to stay focused on. And today's G-note says, "Dear friend, we create our lives a thought at a time. And sometimes it comes down to changing a thought such as, why did this happen to me?" And that was written by the very famous and remarkable Dee Wallace. Oh, we all know Dee Wallace. She has come into our homes for decades, one of my personal favorites, and I have to tell you that I am so excited to say that I have Dee Wallace here for you today. And so what I'd like to do is I'd like to say, hey, Dee, are you with me?
Oh, baby, I'm so with you.
I am so excited to have you here. You have no idea. I've been going, when is that show coming? When do I get to have her on the air?
Well, I am honored, truly honored.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And, you know, so for those folks, I know there's very few people that don't know who you are. Why don't you go ahead and give them a little bit of your background? Dee, most famous for many, many, many films. She is absolutely a Hollywood favorite. So why don't you go ahead and give a little background for me?
Oh, gosh. Okay, well, I'm learning to be better at this. I'm a movie star.
She is a movie star.
I was the mom in E.T., and I just finished my, 139th or 40th film.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm still working, still having a good time. I just had an episode of Detroit 187 on, which was a really fun departure for me around what I usually play, and have two movies in the can coming out. So, you know, I've done Cujo the Howling. I've had four series on, blah, blah, blah. We could go on about that, but we want to get to the good stuff.
It's so good to hear, though. It's so good to hear.
Well, that's one side. That's one part of Dee Wallace. And, a few years ago, I haven't had an easy life. Grew up very poor. My father was an alcoholic who ended up committing suicide after trying in my bed twice. Yes, Freud would have a ball with that one. And lost my beloved husband at 55. Was terribly hurt in the business and lost my career a couple of times, really. So I dropped to my knees about 10 years ago, and angry, pissed off, a victim, you name it, it was me. And I dropped to my knees and I railed at God and I said, I don't want to be this way anymore. I don't want to be angry. I don't want to be a victim. I want my light back, and I want a way that we can heal ourselves. And it was like some flipping zipper in the universe opened up, and the information just started pouring in. I know that I could not have manufactured this information because I didn't understand half of it. I had to go learn words. I mean, like, one day a girl walked in from UPS and said, I never talked to the UPS people. Well, I do now, but I never did. And I said, wow, you've got such a nice light. What's your name? And she went, Fractal. And the energy just about threw me against the wall. And I went, Fractal. And I knew that there was something in my work that I needed to understand about fractals. Well, her parents were mathematicians. And a fractal, basically, as much as I can understand it, me who was an English teacher, was, you know, the mathematical picture that just keeps going on and on and on and on into infinity and redefining itself. Well, and isn't that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I mean. The universe just started talking to me. We've put together 5 sheets of information that, if we do any personal work on the call, you will hear me go, okay, well, I'm going to the sheets, and that's what I'm talking about. I've become incredibly clairaudient. And, you know, I know that what I do, what we do, is available and open to everyone. The energy and the information is available to and open to anyone. But you must ask, and then you must trust. And then you must take action around it. So now I have my own international radio show on Voice America. I have my 3rd book coming out in April called Bright Light, Spiritual Lessons of an Actor's Journey. We just released The Big E, which is a really fun romp through the New Age and how to create your life through all of the colloquialisms that we've been taught by our grandmothers and mothers, and we always looked at them and went, okay, what the heck does that mean? You know, all right, honey, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Okay, so why are you telling me this?
And, and what does that mean?
Yeah, and well, what they thought it meant and how they used it to control us and what it really means in the creation process. So in a nutshell, that's me. And I
Now, Nadi, this is so exciting for me. And I got to tell you, I know I got an engineer sitting ready to go to a commercial break. So we're going to go to our first commercial break. I have so many things to ask you and share with you. You just stick right with me. I promised you a great show today. We will be right back in 2 minutes.
Shipping small packages to family and friends in the Caribbean? Amerijet has the right service for you. Small package shipping starts at just $35. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Amerijet has the best all-cargo service for small and large shipments. You can choose from airport to airport service and door pickup at home or office. Call Amerijet 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G books should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
Hey, welcome back. This is Candy G and Dee Wallace on Nothing But Good News Radio. And as I said, we went to commercial break. I have so much to share with you, and I'm kind of like bursting out of here with energy, because in 7 short minutes, I feel like we are soul sisters, that there's so much of a parallel path. And as I'm taking notes of the things that you're talking about, I'm shaking my head upside down in the biggest way. And, you know, you said to me and to the listening audience about this piece about just asking. And when you ask, it was like this is giant zipper to the universe just brought you all of this information. And there's been so much in my own life that really showed up for me too when I got to a place where 18 years ago, I everything I had was made to go away. Retirement accounts, savings accounts, investment accounts. I lost my home. My ex-husband was gone. I was left with a little 4-month-old baby to raise. Oh. And I just smiled for me. It was the greatest gift of my life, because it taught me what it was that I needed to know about, well, all of the things that you're talking about here, and how to implement them and how to put them together. And life has just been exploding in a grand, glorious, wonderful way. And that, you know, it's interesting is you probably heard me in the intro talking about I teach a program called the Vision Program, and I do a lot of corporate and personal training, and I've got this formatted program that really teaches folks how this stuff works. And I will tell you is what a lot of folks don't know is that when I was asking for answers, that the format to my program came through in that clairaudient format. I'm taking notes as fast as I can, and that was the foundation for what I teach. And it's so darn exciting to talk to somebody that understands this piece.
Yeah, I totally get it. And I think the biggest bridge that we all have to cross, and it's a little bridge, it's a decision, it's a choice. But you have to get on the other side is to fully take responsibility for the fact that you and only you are the creation of you. And if you don't create yourself first, then you do not create your life. So we keep going outside of ourselves. When I get the job, when I get the relationship, when I get the health, then I'll know, then I can be happy, then I can start creating my life. It works the other way around, or as my mother said, bass backwards. So you have to create you first. And why do we want the money? Why do we want the job? Why do we want the success, the mate? Because it gives us freedom. It gives us joy. It gives us passion. It gives us unconditional love and excitement in our lives. And ultimately, that is our job, our choice, our decision to create us as that first. And then the universe says yes. Yes, your life is freedom. Yes, your life is excitement. Yes, your life is the creation of you, because we have to take the creation of who we are into everything we create. So if the creation of us is, I don't know, then we'll take a lot of not knowing into our lives. And the universe will say yes and give it back to us. If we're creating ourselves as I'm too fat, then we will take that creation out into the world and the universe will say, yes, you are. And it will give you more fat, because you're the universe ultimately that you're talking to. And the big information that came in this morning right before I did my show was literally that we have to recognize ourselves as the creation that we are. And then we have to recognize that we're also the creation of everything outside of ourselves. And then we have to recognize that that creation is looking back at us and going, yes, I recognize you as the creation that you are. So that we're literally the creation of it all, but we have to move into the recognition of that. We have to see ourselves as that.
Well, you know, it's interesting, and you're talking in your book, and you talk about getting the role in the movie E.T.
Now, you're talking about conscious creation, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm talking about conscious creation. Okay. I don't have the big E. I wish I had it in front of me. But the conscious creation, directing energy to get the life that you want, which is really a brilliant, wonderful read, and it's something that I will continue to encourage folks to get. You're welcome. And you were talking about when you got the role in E.T., and it seemed as though you had arrived, but you said the landing would be short-lived. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, and I really go into depth about this in Bright Light because it literally, I lost my light. I lost my light for years, which is what brought me to dropping to my knees on that night. But it catapulted me to success. There were just a little bit over 4 years between the time I left Kansas and started ET, which is unheard of in my business. And when you star in a big blockbuster like that, obviously you think your career's, that's it. You've made it. You're off and running. Now the offers come. And that didn't happen. It didn't happen at all. And nobody could figure out why it didn't happen. It's still an enigma why it didn't happen, except that now that I've written this book, I can go back and tell you all of the beliefs and all the fears, which beliefs and fears are commitments to things that you have to create in your life. So let's say, you see, I was raised from Kansas, and I remember my mother and my grandmother saying to me, you only need just enough to get by, Dee Dee. Other than that, you're asking for too much. Well, all of a sudden, I was making a lot of money, and I had a commitment that I had to create that money going away somehow because I was still holding on to the belief that I couldn't have more than what I just needed. So the money was a part of it. Another thing that I was brought up was keep yourself very humble. Keep yourself humble and small. You know, use your talent because you have beautiful talent, but use it for the church. Use it to move people, but keep it small because you need to stay humble. Well, here I was in the biggest blockbuster of all time, and I had a commitment in my life, in my thoughts, in my consciousness, in my soul that said, can't do that, Dee. You have to sabotage that some way because you've got to keep this belief going. Because you don't know you have it. So whether it looks like I did it or somebody did it to me, it was my creation. That's what people have to get. Whatever's happening in our lives that's not showing up the way we want that creation to show up, you better know that you are holding something that is still creating that in your life.
You know what's interesting when you talk about that, and people hear my story and know that, you know, 18 years ago everything was made to go away and I was left with this little baby to raise on my own. And when I look back at my thought processes, when I look back at what was going on for me at the time, what I was saying, my internal conversation was, because I had been on a spiritual journey for many, many, many years, and I just thought what I wanted to do is I wanted to live the highest and best life. So what I told myself and what I told my creative universe and my God and my truth was that I wanted to live a life that was about love and truth and nothing else. Mm-hmm. And what happened is it had to fall apart because my marriage wasn't about love or truth. It was an agreement to cohabitate, an internal agreement to cohabitate. And when I sat back and took a look and said, I can't blame anybody else for this because this is what I've asked for. Absolutely, this is what I've asked for. And I so agree with you. That piece of personal responsibility is so huge. And when folks can begin to understand that and accept that, and then you said it so brilliantly, you really, really did, is that you can begin to then move on and create the life that you want.
Absolutely, and you can create it in this minute now. But listening to you and listening to me is not going to shift people's energy. And that's the next thing I want to talk about because in all my healing workshops I go, so how many people have been to a lot of healing workshops? And everybody's hand goes doodly up. And I said, then why aren't you healed? You know, we hear what people say. We read the words that they print. We do the exercises that we're told to do. But if we're not consciously, ergo the name of my book, Conscious Creation, if we are not consciously taking responsibility to shift and balance that energy and make a new choice, then we can hear it, read it, and talk about it till the world looks level and the shift doesn't happen.
Well, you heard my little giggle, because what's interesting is I'll do the same thing in my workshops. Is I'll ask folks, how many folks have read this book, into this event, done this, and it's folks will get to the place. And it's not knowledge, it's power. It's the use of knowledge, it's power. And it's taking this information, and you're right, consciously making the choices to do the things that you need to do to move through.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, there was a brilliant thing, and I mean, I'm only on page 3 of this book, and it's completely, I have questions all the way through, but one of the things that you said, which I really loved, is you said that E.T. gave it to us simply, and you said, one, know what you want, two, release the blocks and fears in the way, meaning change your perceptions, three, take action, four, believe, in giant capital letters, the belief piece is so important, but most importantly, number five, keep your heart light on.
Mm-hmm.
If your heart light goes out, you are in darkness. I just think that is amazing.
Well, and so true, because if you close your heart up, which most of us do to protect ourselves from the fear and the abandonment, the humiliation that most of us have experienced in our lives, we've closed our heart centers and turned our light down. And when that happens, you can't hear the truth. You can't feel the truth. And feeling is really an important process in the creation story. You know that. That we're a lot of what's coming up in my work right now is literally creating new neural pathways of excitement and electrical impulses around the things that we want, to literally ignite them and feel the creation of them exploding. And that's, again, what Bright Light is about, is we all have moments with somebody or something that said, you're not safe in this world, you're not safe to be you, you better shut up or be quiet or not say what you think or not claim your authenticity, not be powerful, stay small, and we turn our light down. And that's why my first page of Bright Light is, this is my story, but it's every man's story. Because we all are at a point right now in this moment of history and this moment of the world, you have to choose. Do you turn your light back up or not? And it's not up to anybody but you. It's all your choice. No matter what your story is, no matter if you were raped or abandoned or used or poor or too wealthy or whatever your story is, it doesn't matter anymore. What matters is, in this moment of now, how do you choose to create and define yourself from this moment forward?
Hey, hear that music? We're going to head off to another commercial break, but I have to tell you, this stuff is pretty brilliant. Stick with us. Remember, all these shows are recorded and archived, so you can back and listen to them over and over again. We got a lot more great, wonderful Dee Wallace stuff to go. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Do you need to ship food, personal effects, or relief goods to your loved ones in Haiti? Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. AmeriJet offers schedule all cargo service to Haiti. There are no restrictions on weight or size. Track your shipment online and be ensured that your shipment will arrive in Haiti on the next available flight. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
Hey, welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, with special guest Dee Wallace. And I just want to let you know, if you just tuned in, or if you've been listening so far, the newest edition of Nothing But Good News magazine just came out yesterday. It's 55 pages of amazing articles, amazing advertisers. And go ahead, take a look at the cover and email me and let me know, or hit me up on Facebook and let me know what you think. It's pretty awesome. It is the entire cast of the movie The Journey on the cover of Nothing But Good News magazine. So head on over to my website. That's candyg.com, K-A-N-D-E-E-G.com, and just click and download your copy of Nothing But Good News magazine. You know, Dee, what is it that made you want to step out and share this information? I mean, you really are, you're a household name. You really are somebody that is so well respected in Hollywood, and you probably got a lot of things going on. Why, what was it about this information that you wanted to step out and take the time to say, I'm going to teach this and show folks how this works?
Well, you know, why did Nelson Mandela need to spread peace when he got out of jail? When you get free and you've been in prison, whether it's a physical prison or an energetic prison, a mental or emotional prison, when you walk back into the experience of love and expansion and joy, you got to share it. You want to share it. You want to go, guys, you know, I was there. And I understand, maybe now I'm a movie star, but in my core, I'm Deanna Bowers from Kansas, whose messages from loving people were limiting and somewhat fearful because they didn't know. And now I'm free, and now I know that I can be the grace of power that I am, the grace of power. Mother Teresa was the grace of power. Gandhi, the grace of power. And it's funny, they keep giving me Bill Gates. He's the grace of power. Oprah, the grace of power. You know, it's time for those of us who have experienced the shift and can share the creation of it with everyone else to come forward so that we all can move into the powerful God energy that we are. Powerful God energy. We are the creative force. And that's the secret.
That's
the real secret, that we're it.
I
want to do the next journey with you.
Okay. I'm telling you, this is it. Okay, exactly. I want you to do the next journey with me. I'm telling you right now, there's a place where, you know, I've been doing this radio show for 8 years, and I started the show because I wanted a place where folks could hear the good stuff.
Oh,
I'm live
I
on
love
the air twice. Thank you. It was just a place where it's like, let's give folks the good stuff. And it has really grown and become, and I'm live on the air twice a week, and I do a lot of speaking and writing and other stuff, which is amazing.
But isn't it amazing that we have time and energy and passion to do it all, because it's not work. It's joyful sharing of what we are and what we know, right?
you know, some of the things that were coming out of your mouth, honestly, a tear rolling down my face. I have to be honest with you because that's exactly what happened to me. I mean, I took the information that I knew about consciously creating, and I went from broke homeless single mother to build a sales team to the top 4% in the world. I went from eating peanut butter out of a jar to making more money in a month than a lot of folks make in a year. I went from my jar of peanut butter to most places I go. I travel by private jets, and you know what? The house is a jet. It doesn't mean anything. But what means something is being able to get to that place that you talk to, connecting to with that real truth. And I enjoyed a money machine for a very long time, and I got like hit upside the head and said, you have to share this information. It was so bursting inside of me. So, you know, Dee, it's amazing. I hear you talk, and there's a place where, like, your words are my words and your feelings are my feelings. And I agree with you, is that those of us that are out here that really understand how this works, it's time to lock arms, go hand in hand, and really step out and see what can we do to make a real difference in the world. So I have to tell you, I am completely humbled and honored to have you on this radio show here with me today. Not necessarily because you're Dee Wallace, the movie star, but that excites the heck out of me. Because you are Deanna Bowers from Kansas, and that you've learned how life works, and that you're willing to step out and do whatever you have to do to make a difference in the lives of others, and that excites me more than anything. So a heartfelt thank you through the airwaves to you.
Oh, and back at you, baby, for doing this for all of us, for giving us all a place to come together as a community and focus on the good stuff.
And I'll tell you something really exciting that happened to me just a few weeks ago is, you know, I do the magazine and I do the radio. It's a community resource. And I do it because I want a place that folks can always know they can go to hear the good stuff. And somebody in the community recognized that last month, and I received the American Businesswomen's Association Spirit of Excellence Leader in Media Award. And the cool thing about that is that somebody just said, we're really happy to have good news. And I thought that was pretty exciting.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. What do you do? You know?
But listen, I want to go back to your book. You talk about soul lessons. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about soul lessons to the listening audience.
Well, you know, I know that the great souls, well, all souls, but the great souls bite off the hard stuff. But I had a psychic one time. She didn't know me. I sat down. She took one look at me, and she said, holy hell. That's what she said to me. And I said, excuse me. And she said, well, you've just decided to clear up about 5 lifetimes in one this time. How's it going
wow.
for you? And she's right. I made a decision to look at myself as an objective observer, my thoughts, my actions, my intentions, and see what my soul wanted me to learn this time around. Or maybe not learn, but what I needed to remember. Because I really do believe that we know it all. And we just have to remember it. I mean, we're God. How can we not know it? But when we come into this 3D form, you know, we choose to forget so that we can expand and so that the God within us expands in its knowing and exercise of itself in this plane on this lifetime. That's my belief. So, yes, if you just ask yourself, okay, look around, see what's going on in your life. I don't have enough money. Okay, what does my soul want to know then about money? Because until I shift and know it, the world outside of me cannot shift to create money for me. You see, the universe can only say yes to who we are. So in that respect, what is it that I want to remember in my soul? And I think we have a thread that goes through all of us. We all want to remember that we're love. Back to E.T. We all want to remember we're our light. We want to remember the light. We want to be the light. Who's unhappy when they're their light? Seriously. We all want to remember that we're freedom and that we're secure in this world. And I want to point out that I'm using the word secure and not safe, because by definition, safe is something you there's a danger you have to keep yourself safe from. Secure is the absence of all danger, which was interesting how that one, that piece of information came through. But so, you know, our soul wants to remember that it's all good and that we're the creation of it being all good, that it's not about anything outside of us. And then, you know, with the creation of us, money comes, jets come, houses come. If those things still create and activate the freedom and the joy and the love that you want to be. But somebody says, yeah, well, but, you know, I'm afraid to make a lot of money because I'm afraid I'll lose the spirituality and the path that I'm on. And I go, put a bunch of money in front of the room, in a pile in the room, and watch it for 2 hours. Watch all the bad stuff it does. You know, the money is just consciousness, and it's affected by your consciousness. So
it's amazing. And what you're saying is like every sentence, every concept is just so profound. If folks could just really listen to it and begin to act upon it, what are some ways that you think folks could act upon it to begin to be able to get in touch with that piece? And one of the things that I do want to say before you answer that question for me, Tracy, who works with me, she's my booking coordinator and a host of other wonderful things, she really enjoyed chatting with you today. And she, I guess you talked a bit today about the importance of getting out of your own way.
Mm-hmm. Well,
start
that's
there.
The biggest thing, you see, because if we're the creation of us, but we keep pointing the finger at everybody else, we're never going to create us any differently. Because it's always going to be somebody else's fault, somebody else's responsibility, somebody else's knowledge, knowing, you know, and you remain stuck. And that's where most people think they're trying, okay? I'm trying to understand. I'm trying to do the work. I'm trying to think positively. And I often use the example and the metaphor of sit in the room and look at the door that leads you out of it. So you can hold the intention of walking out that door, and you can sit there and go, okay, I know I need to walk out that door. And you can say, I even want to walk out that door. That's not deciding to move in your life. That's waiting. When you get up and go, that's it, I'm walking out the door, and you take the steps and go out, that's making a decision. That's moving in your life. So, okay, so I want more money in my life. I want to walk out that door. And you sit there and go, why don't I have more money? I hate not having enough money. I hate that I'm always just under what I need, and I'm under all this pressure. And I don't understand why I can't create any money, and why doesn't anybody hire me? Hi, universe, could you bless me with some more money, please? You can't ever get out of the door, guys, because you're so involved with focusing on the poop that keeps you from getting up and walking through the door of what you want, which is I am the creation of the money. I'm deciding that I am. Now, having made that decision, what steps can I take, I, me, to be in harmony with money? Because until I'm in harmony with it, until I love it, until I can bless it, until I can accept where I'm at, then I am not creating me as being in harmony with money, and the universe says, I can't say yes to that then. So the first
what we're going to do is, you hear that music, that means we're going to head off to another commercial break. And when we come right back, we're going to get that first step. This is an astounding show. I am so glad you're here with us today. This is Candy G and Dee Wallace on Nothing But Good News Radio. Stick with us.
AmeriJet, your best choice for shipping personal and commercial goods to the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. With daily all-cargo service to more destinations than any other carrier, AmeriJet provides the services you need. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. All-cargo services to Trinidad, Barbados, Haiti, Dominican Republic, Mexico, Guyana, and Jamaica. 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at AmeriJet.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Okay, so I know you've been anxiously waiting for us to come back, Candy G and Dee Wallace, on Nothing But Good News. You know, Dee, before you went to commercial break, you started to say first. What should we do first?
Yes, well, the first thing is choose to decide. You have to adamantly say, I am creating me this way. I'm doing this. You see, if I go in to audition for Steven Spielberg, and I go in and I go, well, Mr. Spielberg, I think I know I'm an actress. I mean, I really do think I can do this part. I haven't ever done this part before, and I really haven't done any acting before, but I'd like you to give me, he's not going to hire me. He's not going to say yes. And that's what we're doing with the universe. We're going, well, I don't know if I'm worthy. I don't know if I deserve it. I don't know if I'm smart enough. I don't know if I'm capable enough. I don't know if I can handle the success. I don't know if this is going to jeopardize my family. I don't know if this is selfish. And yet, we're asking the universe to give us what we want. So you have to decide that it's okay to be powerful. You have to decide that it's okay and that, indeed, it's a must that you create yourself. You have to decide that it's okay to know that you're God energy, that you are the creative force, that the buck stops with you, and that you take the responsibility, which is the ability to respond to what you want to create. That's the first step. That's the biggest step. Once you do that, the universe opens up to you. And then it's focus, focus, focus only on what you want. What happens is we go, okay, I want money. And then a big bill comes and it takes us back to less than again. Well, that's what I call the poop. So when the poop in life happens, what we need to do is go, oh, there's poop. I know I don't want poop. What I want is more than enough abundance for balance in my life. And that means being able to go out to dinner, taking a nice vacation, giving stuff to the people I love. That's all part of the balance of the money in my life as well as paying for things. But what we go is, oh, there's the poop. It's my poop. How deep is the poop? Wow, the poop really smells. Let me get into my poop and smell it even more. What color is it? And we keep focused so much on the poop that we never go, I don't want the poop. This is what I want. I'm not going to focus on the poop. I'm focusing on this. Only what I want. Keep claiming what I want. Keep directing what I want. Keep allowing what I want. Know that I'm deserving to get what I want. That's all I focus on.
Eloquently. I love your poop story.
It's eloquent poop. It is.
I may borrow your poop story from time to time, but I promise you I'll give you credit.
Okay.
See, Dee Wallace taught me about poop, okay?
So. Well, but you get it, right?
Oh, well, it's a wonderful, it's true. It's a great, it really is. I'm just sitting like here laughing and nodding.
Yeah, if your dog poops, you clean it up and you forget it. But when poop right. happens in our life, we just dwell on it and enlarge it and worry about it and just clean it up and move on to the next bush, guys.
That is amazing. Awesome. Let's talk about intention.
Intention, okay. Well, for me, intention is knowing what you want. Now, the biggest problem, and I'm way in the channel now. I know I don't, you can't tell when I'm in the channel because I get around and I don't have an Indian accent. But intention for me is knowing what you want, and most people will not allow themselves to know what they want because from the time we've been, even before 2 years old, we've been taught to give up what we want, not say what we want, that good little girls and boys never claim what they want, and if they do get what they want, they have to give it away and share it to somebody else. And that's what we're taught from the minute we play in the sandbox, and then we get to 21 and we go, why the heck can't I create my life? Well, I don't even know how to say what I want. It's so weird, and I bet you run into this too. When you start working with people on about money, they use the word abundance. Well, yeah, but what do you want? Well, I want more abundance.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I want success, or I want, right, they use these wonderful flowery terms. Right.
I mean, come on, we all want money. Let's fess up. We like money. Money makes you feel good. Money lets you do great, wonderful things with people that you love, including yourself. And so intention for me is clearly what is my intention here? And I just hired a publicist for Bright Light, and she said, what's your intention for this book? And I said, I want to reach as many people with this message as I can so that they can create their lives and turn their light on, and I want to sell an amazing amount of books to do it, and I'm open to all the money that that brings into me. That's my intention. And
you know,
I think, you're a beautiful example of bringing the spirituality and the jets and the money together. And that's what I'm talking about, claiming all the sides of our power.
And I have to tell you, you know what's really cool about what I do is I take the spiritual side and I take it into corporations. And I teach corporations how this stuff works. And I have companies we brought back from bankruptcy. And I have folks living in honor and intention and gratitude in big companies with lots and lots of employees. And they're thriving in this, what do they say, we have a bad economy? I don't know. I think it's all about what you believe. Oh, well, we're going to head to another commercial break. We're just getting started. We'll be right back.
AmeriJet is the only all-cargo carrier offering online shipping to more destinations throughout the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Book and pay for all your shipments online and receive an instant discount. AmeriJet website provides free quotes and online tracking to all its customers. Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is Candy G and Dee Wallace, and I am telling you, we are having the best show and the most fun ever here today. And so, you know, Dee, this is our last segment. And I know, I need a 3-hour show, 4-hour, I don't know. Or I'm going to have you back over and over again.
Twist my arm, Candy.
Okay, promise, I'll promise. So, let's talk about I Am.
Yes. Okay, well, that's the basis of all my work. And the I Am Principles, I picked up a book called The I Am Principles St. Germain Series, Volume 3, that changed my life. Because it literally says in there, not only do you have to take responsibility, you have to direct God. And I went, what? And literally, these are all the Ascended Masters that were channeled back in the 30s. And literally it said, the energy loves you unconditionally. It will give you whatever you want through your direction. So you have to consciously direct your energy. And from this, the whole concept of conscious creation was born. But let me tell you, for a Methodist girl from Kansas, that was a big flipping bridge right there, because that was blasphemous. In the church I was brought up with.
But, you know, one thing I want to share with you, Dee, is that I'm a bona fide country girl. I grew up in coal country in Pennsylvania with a Methodist upbringing.
Uh-huh. Hi.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, every religion's the same. You know, it's not up to you. You have to do it through a power outside of you instead of in partnership and oneness with that. And in ask and you receive, in the old Hebrew, ask is claim or demand. So demand what it is that you want, claim what you want, and it's delivered unto you. And when you start seeing the universe within you and you being responsible for the direction and the creation of the God energy that you are, you understand more thoroughly, you will have no other graven images before the God that's within me, before the God that I am. So it's not about the money. I don't make the money the image. I don't make the mate the image. I don't make the success the image. I am the image that I create first. And I say that the two cornerstones of my work is love yourself, love yourself, love yourself more. Love yourself first, and of course I'm talking in the highest way. Love yourself, honor yourself. Get in touch with your magnificence as the God that you are. And then you're going to want to give yourself everything that you create. And the second one is, as you believe, it will be delivered unto you, baby. So look at all the beliefs that were handed down to you, all the limitations, all the fears, all the misconceptions, and go, all right, I'm the creation of me now. I define me now. Do I want to keep these beliefs and these perceptions and these fears, or do I want to create myself now as something different? What do you think?
I hear you. I think you're amazing.
Well, back at you, babe. And
I think
we're creating this amazing, beautiful community of people. You know, I mean, it's all right to talk about my talk show, or not kosher to do that.
No. We want to talk about all your stuff, how to find you, where you are. Absolutely. It's extraordinarily kosher.
Well, I have a weekly call-in free talk show every Thursday morning Pacific Standard Time at 8 a.m. on Voice America Network. The easiest way to find anything about me is to go to my official Dee Wallace website, and click on I Am a Healer. There's an I Am a Healer, I Am an Actor, so you can find out everything that's going on. But there's a direct link to the show there. There's also a direct link to where all of my products, my books, my downloads, everything is at Toto. Don't laugh, Candy. Toto, T-O-T-O, like we're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. TotoEnterprises.com.
I love it.
And I'm doing an amazing, I love Christmas, and I love giving, you know. It's been a journey for me to love receiving as much as I love giving. And I wanted to give back to everybody, and my spiritual center came forward and said, we'll donate the cameras, we'll donate the space to you. Do a 2.5 hour live streaming workshop from the facility. We'll donate this so you can hold your costs down. So next Tuesday at December 7th, that's what I'm doing from 7 to 9:30. It's only $30, Candy. I was able to do it for $30 a piece because all of this wonderful stuff is donated by Spirit Works. So that's happening December 7th. And, you know, we've talked about my books. They can.
And it's 7 to 9:30. Is that p.m.?
Yes. 7 okay. to 9. It will be available as a download afterwards. But it's a live streaming event that you can email in all your questions. And there will be also a live audience so that people can watch the work in action, watch how I use the sheets and the books and get the messages. And just know that anybody that tunes in, the whole purpose and intention, you were talking about intention, of this workshop is to release anything in our way so that we are totally in empowerment and in our grace of power to start 2011. That's the intention of this show.
So, Dee, I have a question for you. Is
yes.
it okay if I pull this stuff off your website and send it to all my lists?
Oh, I would be so blessed and honored if you would do that. Absolutely.
I would love to. I'll do anything I can do to help support the kind of work that you're doing, honestly, because that's what we're here to do. And I'm so blessed that everybody that comes into my space, my team, new folks that have come on board, they all have the same heart, mind, intention, and it is about truly making a difference. And those that don't have the same intention kind of fall away. It's incredible.
Interesting how that works, isn't it?
I love it. You know, I just and that helps build that thing called faith and belief. Wow, we have 1 minute to go. I cannot believe it. So, let's compress time here. So, what do you want to leave the listening audience with, Dee Wallace, my new favorite radio guest ever?
Oh, Candy, you're so sweet. Just fill your heart and your knowingness with the magnificence of who you are. Be the greatest gift this Christmas. Be the gift of creation of yourself. And celebrate yourself. And sing joyous songs unto yourself. Because the more you love yourself, the more you give other permission to love themselves. And when we all love ourselves, guys, there ain't going to be any more wars or shortage or lack or greed or any of that. There's just going to be love. But you got to start within you first.
I couldn't have said it any better. Hey, this is Candy G with special guest Dee Wallace. I'm so happy you got to spend this hour with us. This show will be in the archives like always. And you know what I want you to do, don't you? Just get on out there and live life like you mean it. Bye for now.